All right, welcome everybody, and we welcome the people that are listening in from here and around the world. This is April 19th, 2020, Mary Craig Ministries. I am Dr. Mary Craig, and our sermon today is entitled, The Beauty of the Blood of Jesus. This is a live recording, and so we want everybody to know that, and let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. And we thank you, Lord God, for the body and blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that he lived the life of perfect, personal, perpetual obedience, fulfilling all righteousness, a life that pleased you, for he never did anything that was against your will. It was never in his heart. Lord, he had no iniquity and no personal sin. He had no sin. And we thank you, Lord God, for his life of obedience. We thank you, Lord God, that as surety of the covenant of grace, he died on the cross, Lord, to pay the penalty for our sin and to satisfy divine justice in every way, Lord, bringing reconciliation and redemption, and Lord God, to take the wrath, to take your wrath, which is the agony of rejected love. And he bore that. He bore the sin, and he bore the curse. He bore your wrath, and he bears the glory. He bears your glory. And we thank you, Lord God, for all of these things, Lord. And we thank you that he was raised from the dead. And we thank you, Lord, that he is ascended and sits at the right hand of the Almighty. And now we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit come and open the eyes of our minds to understand, to comprehend, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that we might, that you would open our minds and open our hearts to receive what you have for us today. We give you the praise. I ask you personally, Lord, to honor the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and all that that represents, Lord, in all of its fullness. And I apply that by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you apply that to us, what Jesus Christ has accomplished, apply that to us. In Jesus' name, amen. During a private time with the Lord, it was back around April 15th, 2008, I received this that I believe came from the Holy Spirit, to hear the Holy Spirit. I am the Mighty One of Israel who answers you, the Holy One in your midst. Do not fear, for I am here, your protector. I slaughter your enemies. I feed and clothe you. I watch over you with great care. I love you. I comfort you in times of distress. I am yours, your God, your lover, your friend, your provider. I speak and creation moves, shifting to my command. I am the voice of many waters. I come to you today, write, let the handwriting be on the wall. Babylon is fallen. I have overcome. I overcome every enemy with the greatness of my power. I am a God of surprises. I act suddenly, unexpectedly. I am most creative. Don't you agree? I had to agree. Be vigilant, be sober, for your adversary, the devil, roams like that roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He seeks to consume, tempting with things that corrupt. He aims downward. Watch and pray. Watchmen, wherever you are, watchmen on the wall, look for approaching enemies, warning of impending trouble that those who listen might prepare, defend, and destroy. People are motivated to do what to them will bring satisfaction, pleasure. They seek satisfaction. They seek to fill empty places with what will satisfy. To satisfy thirst, they drink. To satisfy hunger, they eat. To satisfy greed, they fill in the blank. They fill perceived lack, weakness, shortfall. They strive for divinity, for created in my image there is within them that vestige of knowing me, source and supplier. They want to be God with power, knowledge, presence, purpose, pleasure. I do as I please, what gives me pleasure, what's satisfied. People do so, but corruptly so, in their pursuits. They want to be me. They want to do as I do. Lucifer prompts and promotes the bent toward evil. Comfort my people with the beauty of my holiness. My blood is beautiful to those who behold the plan of my Father. So with this, I focused on the beauty of the blood. It is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that we discover, number one, reconciliation heals and restores broken relationships. Redemption delivers from bondage. Atoning sacrifice removes the barriers of sin with its guilt, liability, and shame. Propitiation satisfies the burden of God's wrath and curse. Destruction of enemies looses the bindings of death, opening eyes blinded by Satan. To this, I receive the response of Jesus. Beauty beckons the soul with its attractiveness. My blood attracts those desiring the love of my Father. My blood is lovely to those burdened with guilt and shame. My blood is forever fresh as it cleanses eternally. Honorable. The Father honors my blood as the price paid to redeem you. Harmony. My blood orchestrates harmony between you and my Father, bringing what is discordant to perfect resolution. A thing of beauty, my blood, its color of crimson carries life within it, for it propitiates all wrath, absorbs anger, consumes the curse. At this point, I thought of red, the base of the color spectrum, and a purple, the top of the spectrum. Then I heard this. My blood deals with sin and corruption at its base, that you might rise in resurrection to the kingly and royal position as children of my Father. As it dried to black, it carried sin and death, but so it washed you white with its power to cleanse. My blood communicates an eternal message, and so it speaks what is beautiful to a sin-distraught soul. Purity of form and function. My blood has beauty, for I am the spotless lamb, pure, holy, and acceptable sacrifice. Complex but not confused. All goes according to my Father's decree, in order, without confusion, simply profound. You come to it again and again to drink of my blood, to fathom its depths, to gaze at grace. And that means to appropriate it to ourselves. The Holy Spirit applies to us what Jesus Christ has accomplished. Unity. I am the all in all, and in me all things consist. Without my blood is chaos. Peace through my blood unifies and brings unity and oneness to all creation. Thus my blood separates the godly from the ungodly. It stands to sift, for only what passes through the blood can enter the place of God. My blood is beautiful. It evokes emotion, the emotion of joy, the ecstasy of the ravishing love of my Father, myself, and my spirit. To behold the beauty of the blood is to feel joy, peace, love, confidence, strength. For it connects you to the source that satisfies you with what is good. Drink deeply of my blood until you are satisfied that God is satisfied, meaning to appropriate it. What Jesus' words need to be appropriated and taken into our lives to the very core of our being. As we plead the blood, bringing before God the sacrifice of Christ is our only hope of salvation, the only way back to the Father. The blood witnesses against all the forces of evil and darkness. Be assured, it is the fragrance of life and will attract God's own with its beauty. But to the sons of Satan, it is the smell of death. We apply the blood to our hearts and lives by faith, by our words, said in faith that God's word is truth. And so we do what we call, quote, cover ourselves with the blood, unquote. By faith, by the blood of Jesus, he purges our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. That's from Hebrews chapter 9. And remember, the Spirit comes where the blood of Jesus is applied. Jesus gave us his gift of love as he shed his blood and saw it placed on the mercy seat over the law in the heavenly tabernacle. You can read about it in Hebrews chapter 9. You, his elect, those born again, born out of God once, are the object of his love. Our God, the living God, is beautiful. Let's just listen to some Bible verses. The power is in the word of God. Psalm 96, 8 through 10. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty, the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Declare among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Psalm 96, 8 through 10. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 27, verse 4. Isaiah 28, verse 5. In that day, the Lord of hosts will be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people. Isaiah 28, verse 5. Isaiah 33, verse 17. Your eyes will behold the king in his beauty. They will see a land that stretches afar. Isaiah 33, verse 17. Isaiah 4, verse 2, in that day the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land shall be the pride and honor of the survivors of Israel. That was Isaiah 4, verse 2. Jesus is the righteous branch. Though he had no form nor comeliness that he should be desired, his beauty was and is the beauty of his holiness, manifested in everything he said and did. To the believer in Christ, Christ is beautiful. The beauty of the blood speaks of the beauty of all that Jesus was and is in his perfection. As he, a divine person with a divine nature, took on a human nature in a human body, the infinite God-man, fully God and fully man, lived a perfectly obedient life, always doing those things that pleased his Father. As he glorified his Father, he walked resolutely toward crucifixion. For the joy before him, he endured the sufferings, despising the shame. The beauty of the blood speaks of the sacrifice of Jesus of himself, the just one dying for the unjust. He died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, reconciling every true believer to the living God. He who knew no sin became the sin offering for our sins, enabling legally and judicially the forgiveness of sin. Jesus is the Lamb slain, the Lamb for the household of God, our Father. What Jesus accomplished is complete. It is a finished work. The Holy Spirit applies what Jesus has accomplished. This beautiful thing, the sacrifice of Jesus, the sacrifice of himself as payment for the penalty of sin, made way for the Father's approval and acceptance of the Father's beloved Son. We are accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted in Christ. That is how we are accepted. Not on our own merits. We are accepted in Christ. We are adopted into the family of God. We are reconciled to a holy God. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The wrath of God and his holy recoil against all that is contrary to his nature and ways is propitiated, appeased. Jesus satisfied divine justice. But what is beauty? Beauty is a quality or combination of qualities that gives pleasure to our minds or senses. It is often associated with things like harmony of form or color, proportion, authenticity, and originality. Beauty can be a quality or feature that is most effective, gratifying, or telling. On a human level, we sometimes talk about someone or something being, quote, a beauty. That's a beauty, all right. And this is the definition came from the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, 5th edition. The living God is beautiful as to who he is and what he does. Let's listen to Ecclesiastes 3, verses 10 to 12. Well, maybe it's Ecclesiastes 11, 10 to 12. Well, you will have to look it up, and I will have to look it up again to make sure I got the right reference. I have seen the burden that God has laid on men to occupy them. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom the work God has done from the beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to rejoice and do good while they live. Today, I encourage us to behold the beauty of the Lord. All around us, God's creation displays beauty. But more than that, the work of Christ in salvation displays the goodness and beauty of God's heart. We may not like what is inside of us, deep down where we live, but no matter what, we need to look away from ourselves and see the beauty of Jesus Christ. All things are made by him and for him. So let's put a smile on God's face. Let's ask to be satisfied with all that the Lord has given us in Christ Jesus. Think of the love and grace and mercy behind the fact that while we were yet sinners, while we were enmity with God, Christ died for us. Let us reflect upon what it means for a holy, sovereign, eternal, only wise God against whom we have committed cosmic treason to forgive. Reflect on what it means for a holy God to forgive our sin and to enable us to live in relationship with him, all because he, the Father, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to save a people unto himself out of his love that cannot fail. Think about what it means to you, the beauty of the blood of Jesus. For me, as I sat before the Lord recently, reflecting upon the beauty of the blood, this came to me. Oh, how beautiful is the Lord. Oh, how beautiful is the Lord. The beauty of holiness surrounds him. His holy beauty surrounds us. His beauty surrounds all he has made. And so we worship him. We worship our Creator. We worship our Redeemer. We worship him who shed his blood and paid the ransom to set us free. Oh, how beautiful is the Lord. Oh, how beautiful is the Lord. The beauty of love surrounds him. His holy love surrounds us. His love surrounds all he has made. And so we worship him. We worship our Creator. We worship our Redeemer. We worship him who shed his blood and paid the ransom to set us free. Please stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13:20-21. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.